I'm just gonna set mine on top of us.
Fletcher Cox.
Or if you know downtown.
Two questions.
All right, I think we got us a starting left tackle who will really come in and solidify a key position on our football team for many years to come. You guys know how important that position is in our league with the great pass rushers that we see week in and week out, and have a guy like Matt Khalil really gives us a chance to have a cornerstone for our organization for a number of years. And with a young quarterback like ours, as you're trying to really surround him with the best supporting cast, this gives us a great chance of getting that started now with our left tackle being solidified for a number of years. So we're excited, extremely excited about Matt and his future here with the Vikings.
So I think the prospect of being able to have that guy on an island with the receiving tight ends you've got, Rudolph and Carlson, not having to use those guys chipping all the time, that's got to be a huge advantage to what Bill wants to do.
No question about it. I mean, we feel like he's going to be the type of guy who can block some of the top, you know, defensive ends in the league one-on-one, and you like to have that when you can, and we feel like we've addressed a tremendous need on our football team. Gives us some more flexibility with the rest of our offensive line now, because once you solidify that spot, it's a little bit easier to try to move other people around. So it's a great move for us.
So how long do you think it'll take him to get to that level? Because a lot of these guys will come in and they can do that from day one. Mm-hmm. Is he the kind of guy that come in and do what you just said from day one?
We think so. Now, there are going to be some growing pains along the way to get him to that point. But one of the good things about Matt coming to our team, you know, he'll get a chance to face arguably the best defensive end in the National Football League day in and day out in practice. So that's going to be a great part of his prep and getting him prepared for what he's going to see on Sunday afternoons. So we think he'll get to that point by the time we get to opening day, and we're excited. He's extremely physical. He's a smart guy, very athletic. So he has all the ingredients in our mind to be ready to take on that task on opening day.
When in the process did it become pretty clear to the coaches and just some of the staff that this guy was a serious target, that would be probably the guy?
I think early on, you know, we went to the combine after having a chance to take a look at some tape prior to the combine as coaches. The scouts had already, of course, taken a look at him and were very familiar with him. And once we got to the combine, had a chance to be around him and watch him move around a little bit. And then when Jeff Davidson went out and visited him at his pro day, spent some time with him, he came back really sold after watching tape and then being with him in person that was the guy. And so we knew from that point on, based on the information we had from our scouts, what our coaches had seen, that, I mean, he was the guy.
There's been a lot of discussion about how important left tackle position is or isn't. And just wondering, in your perspective, just a little bit, when you look at a football team, I mean, how important is that left tackle spot and can you win without one?
Well, it's a very important spot. In today's football, as much as teams are throwing the ball now, more so from a pass protection standpoint, it seems, than running the ball, although we're one of the few teams that run it as well as we do. But he's an excellent run blocker, but a tremendous pass blocker as well. So we feel like we got the best of both worlds in Matt. But it's a very important position when you're talking about a young quarterback that you want to make sure gets a little bit comfortable in the pocket. And Matt gives us some confidence in knowing that position is taken care of, which, as I mentioned earlier, now we have some flexibility to do some other things at other positions on the offensive line. But if you don't secure that left tackle position, it makes it very difficult to have an outstanding offensive line.
What was the tiebreaker in addressing offense with Matt at number three as opposed to going defense and taking the cornerback?
I think a lot of it had to do with we saw him as a guy who could be a Pro Bowler for a long time. That was obvious from our standpoint, along with the fact, you know, our quarterback position, what we're trying to do with our quarterback. We wanted to make sure that we do the things that are necessary to ensure that he has success. And this gives us a chance to, you know, take that step in that direction. And the fact that Matt, we believe, is going to be a starter for us for a long time at that left tackle position, which we think is a critical position when you're trying to build your organization, trying to build your football team.
When you look back at last year and the offensive problems you had, how much do you attribute that to offensive line, and how, I mean, did it limit the, what you were able to do offensively?
You know, we had some issues at times, and, you know, we, you know, obviously made some changes this offseason on our offensive line, and there are some areas that we still have to address. But none were more important than addressing the left tackle position for a lot of reasons. How important it is for a right-handed quarterback, and the fact that it really, as I mentioned before, solidifies some of the things we want to be able to do on our offensive line from a flexibility standpoint. But our struggles on the offensive line didn't contribute to all of our problems, but they were a part of some of the issues that we had.
Leslie, how much one-on-one time you had with him, and how would you describe that? What did you take away from his makeup?
His passion was the thing that really stuck out to me. His passion for the game, you know, obviously watching tape on him and talking to other people about him, I knew that he was a good football player, but in my time with him, when we interviewed him at the combine, when he came in here and had a chance to talk with him, just spending the amount of time I had with him just to be able to find out how much did he love football, how much did he care about it, how much did he want to be good, did he want to be the best, and was he a guy who could handle being picked at the top of the draft. And came away from our conversations just believing that he would fit into what we were trying to do from a chemistry standpoint, not only the fact that he was a great player, but just feeling good about him as a person. So just my time with him just solidified in my mind that he'd be the right guy for what we're trying to get done.
So coming into OTAs, is it Khalil at left tackle with the first string and Johnson at left guard then?
Yeah, we'd start off with Charlie there at left guard and Matt at left tackle, and you know, of course, John at center, and we got a battle going on at right guard, and Phil is our right tackle.
Who comes in at right guard? Right, you got Devin number one going in. Who would be that number one going in?
You know, we're still taking a look at some things with Brandon Fusco along with Swartz, who we signed, and we'll try to work some things out there, and we'll give Chris DeGear a chance as well. But I don't think today we've identified who that right guard is going to be. We're going to rotate those guys and determine which one will be our starter.
When you got word of the deal with Cleveland, can you describe your reaction of getting who you wanted and yet accumulating ammo for later in the draft?
I was like, wow, this is pretty good, you know. I think Rick did a great job of setting the table leading up to the draft, just making people aware that we were willing to move, and the fact that we had three different guys that we were talking about and discussing. So it worked out like a charm for us. I mean, it's just, I mean, we have a wealth of opportunities in that fourth round now with the number of picks that we have. We have tremendous flexibility. And then the fact that we have 2 fifth-round picks and then we have 2 7th. So we have a chance to really help shape our roster as we're trying to build it and get it to where we want it. So just a great job by Rick of setting the table for that trade to be made.
What's it been like to watch Rick during this process? Is he kind of gleeful almost having these chips?
You know, going into it with 10 picks, you know, we knew we were in a great position, and of course where we were picking at with those 10 picks at the top of each round. But to be able to accumulate more picks, yeah, he's a little bit giddy. There's no question about it. You know, he was pretty pumped up after Cleveland agreed. So it's good for our team, good for everybody.
Coming from a defensive background and having watched your defense struggle to the extent you did, particularly in the secondary last year, was there some part of you that looked at Morris Claiborne and said, man, I want that guy?
Well, Morris is a great player. He's going to do a great job in our league. There's no question about it. But for where we are and where Matt was on our board, I mean, it was the right pick for us. Nothing to, you know, be taken away from Morris. He's going to be a great player. But for us, Matt was definitely the right guy for us.
How eager are you to see how you guys fill that need at cornerback just, you know, the next day or two?
Well, it's definitely a position that we want to address in this draft. And, you know, I don't know if we'll have a chance to do anything the rest of this night, but tomorrow and the next day we want to make sure that we hopefully come away with one of the corners we've identified as a guy who can help us. That is truly an area of need for us.
President, how do you address line, in your mind, what's the next highest priority to get to position-wise?
Well, we have a number of areas we need to take care of, and Jeremy just mentioned one. The corner position is one. We still want to take a look at another wide receiver if we can. We still want to be able to address the linebacker position if we can. We still may be able to do some other things with the offensive line. So we still have some some areas that we want to address, and even the safety position, I can't leave that out. I mean, that's an area we got to address as well. So, fortunately, we've got a lot of picks to be able to try to, you know, find the right guys.
Did the longevity factor on left tackles that can be at a high elite level for 10, 12 years, did that factor into the decision against going against the other two guys you identified?
It played a role, but it wasn't the overriding role because, I mean, there are, if you get the right corner, I mean, he can play for a long time. The right receiver, he can play for a long time in our league as well. But where we are from an offensive standpoint and what Matt brings to the table as a player, I mean, that probably was the overriding factor. We really believe his future is so bright, nothing against the other guys we were considering, but he really fits what we're trying to get done at this point.
You need to go lobby to move up the first round and get a defensive back now?
We're going to talk about it. We got enough picks in that, you know, to try to move some things around, so it's definitely part of the discussion. We will be talking throughout this night for sure.
Also added a receiver this week. Your thoughts on Jerome Simpson quickly?
Very pleased that we have Jerome. You know, he's gone through some things over the last few months, and, you know, he felt like this was a good environment for him to be in, and after doing our due diligence and really, you know, trying to cross our T's and dot our I's, we felt like, you know, he fit what we're trying to get done. And we think we can help him and he can help us. And hopefully it turns out to be a great marriage. But we have high hopes for him. We're going to do everything we can to help him to be successful on and off the field.
Did Percy end up having his surgery on Tuesday?
He did. He had the surgery on Tuesday. He's back home now and seems to be doing fine.
Plan to have him up here May 29th still?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay. Is anybody else not here right now for the offseason program?
Well, of course, Mr. Allen is not here yet, which we weren't expecting. Any of the guys that aren't here, we only have maybe three or four guys that aren't here. I mean, our participation is the best, Tom, that we've had in any of my time here. I was talking to Tom Canavy. We've never had this type of participation here in Minnesota. So it's great for us. I mean, it's just emotionally to see the guys come in on Monday and the numbers that they did, I'm going like, wow, they understand. They get it, you know. And so we're off to a very good start.
Were there any surprises in terms of injuries or anything that the guys came back with, or is everybody healthy and ready to go for that?
No surprises injury-wise. You know, everybody came back about where we expect them to be. Yeah.
How's Adrian looking in his rehab?
He's doing great. He's been here throughout this week, and he actually had a chance to run with our players on Tuesday. And, you know, he was off to the side working with our trainer, Eric Sugarman, and he looked out and saw the guys doing their wind sprints, and he says, you know, I don't think they're running hard enough. And Eric allowed him to go out and run with them, and he passed them four different times. He finished in first four different times, and I remember Joe Webb saying, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. So he's doing great, and we're optimistic that he's going to be ready for that first game. I know that's his goal, and you know, we'll just see how he continues to progress, but he's doing great.
So if he's running now, what's the next step for him, the next major hurdle for him to cross?
Well, he's begun some cutting, but that's the next step. He has to get to the point where he's comfortable cutting. Straight ahead, he's doing great. Now he has to get to the point where he's comfortable being able to go left to right or right to left and stopping and starting. So one step at a time. Right now it's cutting. So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Les.